Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to be sitting in the studio tonight with the famous and talented B.J. Whitehouse. Welcome back to the show, B.J.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure being here.
Nice to have you with us once again. B.J. is the main man, the conductor, the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and a longstanding organization is presenting their holiday concert next weekend. Two of them, as a matter of fact, one on Saturday at 4 o'clock, that's December 9th, and one on Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. Both concerts will be at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue in Jamestown. And B.J., this is how many years for you now, like 25?
Or? No, it's 34.
34, well, that's like 25.
Yeah, it's close. This is my 34th season with the chorus.
34 years, and pretty much, let's just forget about the pandemic for a minute, but pretty much always doing holiday concerts, right?
We have. We did not take that year off in 2020.
There you go.
But we did it very safely, and we put it online so you can still take a look at that Christmas concert if you would like.
Excellent. All right. Well, today we're going to have the chance to listen to some music that was previously recorded by the chorus, as well as several other groups like the Robert Shaw Chorale and so forth.
Well, Bob and I go way back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And the Jamestown Community Chorus is made up of about how many members at this point?
This year, during the pandemic, it went way down, of course.
Right.
And because we had to rehearse individually, sort of. But we're at about 40. You know, we're back up to about 40 singers.
Well, that's a good number.
For this time, we're very pleased.
A mix of male and female.
Absolutely.
And, young and old.
Let's go old and young. We have some people who are, when I first started directing the chorus back in, I was probably the youngest one in there. I'm no longer the youngest. But we do have some younger people in there, which is great. I mean, people who are actually under 60.
There you go. There you go. And probably still employed.
Absolutely.
And the Jamestown Community Chorus has a very important word in there, community.
We use this phrase all the time, that community comes before chorus in our name. We are more interested in working together, helping each other out, making sure that everybody's as comfortable as possible. We still have standards in terms of what you need to know and how well you can know your part. But as far as folks go, I mean, these are some of the nicest people. I tell everybody, there's like 45 friends you haven't met yet if you've never joined us before.
That's a great way to be. I know, as we've talked many times, I'm in a similar situation with my group, and it is a brotherhood or a family or however you want to look at it.
We look out for each other all the time. I mean, yeah. Again, as we are, in some of us, in my case anyway, aging, we have to be very careful at times, but we are very cognizant of rehearsals, of making sure that everybody knows their part. But also, too, you know, one of the best parts of our rehearsal happens about 7:55 to about 8:05, and that's our break. And so we'll take a 10-minute break just to socialize, but people always bring in goodies or something. And we'll take just a little bit of time just to make sure we know everybody.
And then when the concert goes on, it's the concert is pretty much the chorus. You're not bringing in Pavarotti or anything like that.
Well, he's dead.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not bringing him in. We are going to have a few guests in this one, though, because we have a little extra music. We have some dancing in this one.
Oh.
And we've invited some other folks.
I've been looking forward to seeing you dance.
I'm pretty good at it, by the way.
Okay.
Folk dance. Okay. Don't ask about Latin cha-cha or anything like that. But in terms of the program is almost a complete repeat of one that I did in 1997 that I really enjoyed, and it will have some features that you might not expect at a choral concert.
Okay, and tickets are available at the door, or how do you do that?
You can buy them at the door usually. You can also reserve them by going to jamestownchorus.com.
Now, in the past, there have been some sellouts, so you probably don't want to depend on buying them at the door.
I would say, especially as we were discussing earlier off the air, the Saturday performance is usually well attended, but not packed.
Sold out.
The Sunday performance is usually packed.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend if you want to come on Sunday at 3 o'clock to the rec center there on the Jamestown waterfront, get your tickets ahead of time.
Excellent. All right. And why don't we get in the mood with this first piece called Drive the Cold Winter Away? What do we need to know about that?
Well, we're starting off the program, Michael, with this song because, first of all, it's the name of our concert. It's Drive the Cold Winter Away. It's a tune from the 16th century in England. And there is a dance. There's an English country dance that we will be performing at the concert. But I like this particular performance because it comes from 2020, our virtual concert, and this is my wife, Christine Ariel, playing the harp.
Music presented by your wife. That's very nice. She's been playing the harp a long time?
Well, long enough to be able to be that good.
Yeah. That's excellent. And we're going to continue to get in the spirit here with lots of music that BJ brought with him. But one of the things we didn't mention when we were talking about getting tickets is you have a phone number, and you can do it the old-fashioned way.
I'm not sure if you're going to dial it necessarily in a rotary dial or pick up your receiver and get the operator. But no, you can call the 401 area code at 401-207-0771.
All right. And once again, the website is jamestownchorus.com. So that's where you can get all the information and so forth. Let's move along on our musical journey here and talk about Pleased to See the King.
Well, this is one of my favorite. I've sung this song so many times, and it's a wonderful introductory song, and this is what will begin the concert. A small ensemble will come out and sing Pleased to See the King, and it was just that. It was, we are here to see the king. It comes from probably about the 15th century in England, pretty straightforward harmony, and this one comes from the Christmas Revels up in Boston, which is, if you've never been there, it's great fun. But this particular song has been sung by like Steel Eye Span, which is an English folk rock mm-hmm. group and so forth. Mm-hmm. But we'll begin our whole program with only three people singing this song.
Joy, health, love, and peace be all here in this place. By your leave we will sing concerning our King. Our King is well dressed in silks of the best,
BJ, in order to get as much music in as possible, we're going to take three pieces and put them one right after the other in this segment. So tell us what we're about to hear.
Well, when you come to our concerts there on December 9th and 10th, there at the Rec Center in Jamestown, you'll hear Pleased to See the King will be, it's an introductory song, the one we just heard. But then right after that, some more people will come up onto the risers and sing this next one, Ali Salite Cum Loya. It is, again, an ancient song, probably 600 years old or so.
Wow.
And then when we get past that to Out of Your Sleep, Arise, Noel, is one that the chorus has been a little cranky about because it's written in Middle English. And so we've had to kind of update the text a little bit because they're using those letters we don't see anymore kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is absolutely spectacular piece of music from the 15th century. I mean, it's been around a while. And the last one in this set is probably going to be the one that nobody expected. This is the Abbots Bromley Horn Dance. Abbots Bromley is a small town in England. And in September, usually, they have been doing this dance through the streets, carrying caribou antlers in front of them. As they do the dance, it winds through the streets, and then they would stop every so often, and then they do this little, what they call a forward and back clash, and so forth. It's rather mystical. You have six people, and we actually, I went and found six pairs of deer antlers. We don't have caribou antlers. And then you have some stock characters from English folklore. We have the man-woman, we have the fool, we have the hobby horse, and the boy with a bow who will be joining us in the dance. I don't think anybody's going to quite understand what's going on while it's occurring, but it kind of gets you into the mood for the mysticism that surrounds the winter holidays, and that's part of Drive the Cold Winter Away.
Right, part of the solstice and so forth. Right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll listen to those three, one right after the other, then take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the director of the chorus, and we've been listening to some music that's going to be presented at their holiday concert. Do you call it holiday concert?
It's our holiday concert.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be Saturday, December 9th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. So next weekend, make your plans now to be at the Jamestown Recreation Center. That's 41 Canonicus Avenue in Jamestown. And tickets are available by either going online or you can call 401-207-0771. And BJ, not only are you the director of the group, but you have other people that help you occasionally, correct?
Oh, my goodness. We have an incredible board, board of directors. Everybody pitches in. Mae Morris is our president, has been for the past two seasons now. Just incredible. And an alto. I mean, she's been singing with the chorus for a long time. But we have people who are stepping up. I mean, for example, there's our secretary is Pat Perry. Our treasurer is her husband, Jim Perry. And I tell everybody when you first join the chorus, you may come up and you can yell at me. You can come up and you can be angry. But if you start messing with the Perrys, you know, these are the people, this is the kind of people who keep this chorus running since 1949. You know, we're going to be celebrating our 75th anniversary next year. Wow. So it's kind of big. And so we have lots and lots of people. And one person I have to mention here is, of course, our accompanist. We are so lucky to have Dawn Chung as our accompanist. She can play anything, and she will play in this concert. She always has a solo, usually at the beginning of the second half. And we are so happy to have her as our accompanist. And not only that, but it was funny because a couple weeks ago, probably a couple months ago now, I guess, open up the Providence Journal, and on the front page, here's a picture of Dawn, because she's also a competitive tango dancer. And they had tango on the bridge in Providence, and so
I think I remember seeing that.
I know,
picture,
it was fascinating, but that was, you know, that's our accompanist in another life. In fact, if you go...
A person of many talents.
Oh, my goodness. If you go to our 2020 online concert, you'll see her doing a dance with her partner, rocking around the Christmas tree. They had it at, you know, they filmed it at their studio. I mean, it's just... You know, we are so lucky to have so many good people in the chorus.
It's fun to surround yourself with talented people like
that.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, I believe me, I have tried and tried. I studied. I am a singer. I am a conductor, but don't put me in front of a piano.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music and tell us about The Boy's Carol.
Well, this is another one. Most people would have known this as Personnet Hodier. It is a... It's a song. It's a hymn from England in Latin. But somebody took the tune and changed a little bit of it, and now we hear this kind of very rhythmic pounding. And so in the concert, we have the small group sings the first song, then the next group comes and joins them for the second song. This is the third song now, and they will come in to the beat of a drum, let the boys' cheerful noise sing today none but joys.
Let the boys' cheerful noise sing today, none but joys. Praise aloud, clear and proud, praise to Him in chorus, given from heaven for us. Virgin born, 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 virgin born, 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 virgin born on that morn, procreated for us. Heaven and earth lies in store at His birth. Humble beasts at His feast see the light eternal vanquish realms infernal. Satan's done, done, done. Satan's done, done, done. Satan's done. God has won a victory supernal. Magi come from afar, see their sun, tiny one, follow far, little star, at the crib adoring, man to God restoring. Golden murmur, golden murmur, murmur, golden murmur. incense for adoring. Might and glory. So to God, 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 so to God, 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 so to God, glory be in the highest glory. Let the boys' cheerful noise sing today, none but joys. Praise aloud, clear and proud, praise to him in chorus, given from heaven for us. Virgin born, 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 virgin born, 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 virgin born on that morn, procreated for us.
BJ, let's keep the music rolling along and tell us about these next two.
Well, the next one, Welcome Yule, is an old way of saying Welcome Yule or Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this is by Benjamin Britten. This is a live performance of the Our Chorus along with Hun Jun Choi, who played harp along with us. And then the next one is absolutely beautiful poem, In the Bleak Midwinter. And there are a number of different editions to it. This is the Berthelot edition.
Welcome, 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 wel
BJ, here's an opportunity to get to one of the pieces of music that was done by your good buddy Robert Shaw Chorale. Right?
Well, in this case, Bob and I got together on this one, along with Benny Britton, back when. Now, this is one of my favorite pieces, a double chorus piece by Benjamin Britten entitled Hymn to the Virgin. You'll hear the full chorus sing, and then you'll hear kind of a responsive, a responsive small ensemble singing in Latin, kind of an affirmation of what they're singing. And it's Middle English, or, you know, probably 17th century English. So it sounds a little odd.
Oh, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and B.J. Whitehouse is here. He is the director of the group for many years now, and a group that has been performing and doing holiday concerts and other concerts, which we haven't really touched on yet. But B.J., besides the holiday concert, which is coming up, and we'll give you the details on that in a moment, but you do things all year long, right?
We do. We have a holiday concert, but we also have a spring concert, usually the first weekend in May. We start up usually around second, third week of January. We've been rehearsing post-pandemic, again, at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. But then in the summertime, we hold a talent show when we invite people from outside of the chorus, inside of it, doesn't matter, kids, old folks like myself, to a talent show that we have as a fundraiser. Usually it's the third Thursday in August. But throughout that time, too, we also have an adjunct organization. And if you've been listening to some of this music and you thought to yourself, I could never sing that, well, you're absolutely wrong. But you could come join the Everybody Chorus, which is
Everybody Chorus.
That literally means everybody. And okay. Everybody we meet together on Saturday mornings at the rec center will be starting up again in 2024. We had a concert in November in which we raised, it's just to get together and have fun, but we also raised money for the food banks in Jamestown. So if you're interested in the Everybody Chorus, you can go to the Jamestown Chorus website, mm-hmm. check it out. And that's for everybody.
And you don't have to live in Jamestown.
No, of course not. Okay. And so when I mean everybody, I'm not blowing smoke here.
Okay.
If your second grade teacher said you can't carry a tune in a bucket, that person was incorrect. Okay. So you can come join that chorus. If you're not really sure about singing four-part choral music, I'm sure you can come along and sing the things we're singing, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, you know, songs that are very familiar. Mm-hmm. But it's to get together, sing, have a good time.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to the program. As I mentioned, the holiday concert is next weekend, so that's Saturday, December 9th at 4 p.m., Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue in beautiful downtown Jamestown, and tickets are available. They're extremely reasonably priced, and you can get them by going to jamestownchorus.com. Or you can even call 401-207-0771 and get the information. Operators are standing by, and if you call before midnight tonight, you get an 8x10 glossy of BJ.
Well, that's untrue, but that's okay. Very, very generous offer on your part. Now, the portraits of me usually have concentric circles because people use them as dartboards.
Oh, there you go.
This case, no. You call that number, or you can actually use our email address, which is cantabile50@gmail.com.
Okay. Do we need to spell that?
No. If you're a singer, you know what cantabile means.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. Right now, we're going to go to a piece of music that will get us back on track. Track number 10. Tell me about
that. Well, this is O Manu Mysterium. There's been a number of versions of that text. O Great Mystery is what it comes down to. And it is the mystery surrounding Mary and the birth of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. This particular version is by Tomas de la Victoria from the 16th century, I believe. It could be the 17th, I'm not sure, but it is in Latin. It is probably one of the most, I say this about any number of pieces, but this is one of the most beautiful pieces, mm-hmm. Not only textually for the season, but just musically as well.
And this is a recording of your chorus.
This is our chorus singing this some years back, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
BJ. We've had an opportunity to listen to a lot of beautiful music. Thank you so much for coming in and bringing that to our audience.
Well, you know, it's my great pleasure to be here, Mike, and we listen to Conducting Conversations all the time. I'm hoping that people will come to our concert because I know that a lot of people will say, hey, I heard that on WCRI, something about your concert.
So. There you go. Don't forget, next weekend, Saturday, December 9th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, the Jamestown Community Chorus, directed by B.J. Whitehouse. We have one more piece of music. What will this be?
This will be a little different. This is in Spanish, again, from about the 16th century. Rio, Rio, Chiu.
Excellent. We'll listen to that and enjoy it, and then we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera. Dios cadó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios cadó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera. Dios cadó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios cadó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el lobo,
Dios guardó el lobo
de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el lobo,
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Esto que es castillo, esto gran monarca, Tito patriarca, de conde vestido, a los de vendido, que se va a ser castito, a correr el tendito, feliz o se hizo.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el
lobo,
Dios guardó
el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
lobo, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Muchas profecías lo han profetizado, ya en nuestros días lo hemos alcanzado. A Dios lo mandado, vemos en el cielo, y al hombre en el cielo, porque le quisiera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el lobo,
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
lobo, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Yo vi mil gastones que andaban cantando, por aquí volando, haciendo mis sones. Dicen dagastones, gloria en el cielo, y pez en el suelo, que Jesús naciera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el
lobo, Dios el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
lobo, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Esta luz del día, la creste y usurero, este el cordero que San Juan dijera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Mira bien que cuadro, cuando no lo vieron, ellos no perdieron de la más madre. El que era su padre se sale más yo, y el que le crió de Dios se vive.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Pues que ya tenemos, podemos que acordamos, corazón que acordamos, presente servemos. Solo guardaremos que vuestra voluntad fuerza se iguala con el hombre guillero.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guada ribera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Dios guardó el
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.